Hey, on this episode, we're talking about do social media marketing activities increase brand equity? Stay tuned. Hey, what's up? What's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. In this episode, you will learn what social media marketing has to do with brand equity and recognition for your business, okay? I have a question that came in, and I'd like to dive in right away, as usual. Hey, Ola, please help. I'm trying to get more sales from my traffic. I'm generating leads finally, but no one is buying. That's a very common problem, okay? And gurus take advantage of that heavy, but I'm going to share with you for free in this video how to overcome that obstacle. It's a sales conversion issue, right? What am I doing wrong? I mean, there's a number of things you could be doing wrong, okay? When it comes to sales conversion, you're generating a lot of traffic, no sales. Well, maybe you're not generating enough traffic. That's we can start from there. All right, but you also have to remember that not all traffic are created equal. Okay, your source of traffic is also a big deal. If you're generating traffic from a list of a sponsored email to someone's list that's already been beaten up so bad that people just come in to check it out, but they're never gonna buy. That's a possibility. A lot of lists at traffic exchange websites are like that. A lot of solo ad sellers lists are like that, and they've seen it all. They will come in, they will opt in. They opt in with a junk email box that they created specifically for things like that. And they may never buy. That's possible as well. So quality of the traffic is a big deal. So the first thing I said is the quantity of traffic. The quality of traffic can be a big deal, right? And also it could be also maybe your marketing message. Once somebody opts in, your marketing message that they opt into can be a problem. So for example, I don't know, for 2 years now, I've been testing webinars, and a lot of gurus walk around and claim that webinars convert better for high ticket. And I have converted even a $15,000, $15,000, $20,000 product on a webinar. And that was extremely profitable because one sale was able to swallow whatever expenses I created to make that happen. But the truth of the matter is that if you don't have a product that's that expensive, you could be digging a hole for yourself, that you're not gonna come out of it with any profit anytime soon. All right. So, like I said, it depends on your marketing message. The fourth thing is it depends on the funnel. Okay. So if you're sending people through a webinar and you're not selling something to them right away as soon as they opt in, you're gonna lose some people because people's attention span is extremely low, right? Because there's oversupply of information. I don't know if it's oversupply, but there's a lot of supply of information on the internet, and people see so much. And when they see so much of the same kind, then you're gonna have less results, okay? That's why it's more important now than ever before to have a brand equity, okay? To have brand equity, to build brand, okay? Build yourself brand. Build yourself as a brand. You incorporated, that means people see you and they fall in love with you because there can be only so much of you, right? There's only just one of you, right? But when you sell the same thing that everyone is selling without putting your own stamp on it, your own brand stamp on it, that can make it a lot more difficult to sell because they've seen it all. They've seen all the fancy videos more and more and more and more. They've seen enough of those, right? And because of that, every time somebody tells them they're gonna make another $5,000, $10,000 in the next month, they've heard that before. They're thinking scam, right? Their brain, the alarm is going off in their head, like, yeah, you're right. It's another one of those, right? So the only way to beat around that particular factor right there is build a self brand, okay? So four things. Again, quantity of traffic may not be enough. Quality of traffic may be enough, it's just bad, right? And then your marketing message may not be good enough. Your message needs to be compelling, needs to be persuasive, and that there's a science to that. It's a hard and a science, but there's a science to having a persuasive marketing message that makes people want to pull that trigger and spend money with you. You need to learn that as well too. There are a few things you need to address in that. The key thing in those is make sure you're addressing the problem and you're addressing that with a solution, a question with an answer, pain with pleasure. And then you also, like, because you do any of those things I just said, doesn't guarantee they're going to take you up on the offer. But now you got to make them feel like it's guaranteed. You got to be persuasive enough that they will guarantee themselves that this is what I'm looking for, right? You want them to sell themselves because of your words of persuasion. You want them to sell themselves on doing business with you, okay? And there's a heart and a science to that that you need to learn on how to do that, okay? Sometimes you see people do guarantee, they do testimonials. Sometimes people want to relate with other people, social proof, right? Sometimes people want to see a number of views before they take action. Some people need to hear you in person. They need to hear the context. So context is a big deal. Just content is not enough anymore because we have enough of that. But context is what you create when you do self-brand, when you're the one that build a relationship with people and you're talking to them on a one-on-one basis, then all of a sudden context starts growing. Okay. So this is not just about social media marketing. Even though there's no such thing as internet without social media anymore. So I'll say it's about social media, right? But this is about showing up all the time and building your brand equity. So it has everything to do with your brand equity, especially self-brand, okay? And if you have a logo that you're trying to build a brand around, make sure that logo is personalized, that people can relate to it somehow, some way, because people like to do business with people they know, like, and trust, okay? They need to feel like they know you, like you, and trust you. They need to feel that, okay? That means you need to be a person or you need to have a persona if it's a logo, right? They need to be able to relate with you somehow, some way before they do business with you. And sometimes that takes time. That's why you need to show up consistently because the way people measure that sometimes is trust, okay? Like I said, they need to feel like they know, like, and trust you. And trust is what? Consistency. You're consistent, okay? They know that you show up every day, that you're gonna be there every time. If every time you start something, then you jump on something else, you're gonna lose some trust. There are people that have the money to buy their way through that obstacle, but an average person doesn't. If you follow gurus to every deal, the guru, you don't want to be comparing yourself to them because they may have the money to be able to buy their way through that. If you don't have that kind of money, then you need to build a brand. You need to build a brand and show up all the time. Now, there's context around everything I said, so don't take me out of context too much. The key thing in what I'm saying is that you're showing up and you're consistent. You're constantly showing up in the marketplace, and people can now, they build trust. They can trust you, right? And that affects sales. So that could be a good reason why you're not generating sales. You could be looking at it way too early. Maybe these people on your list don't know you enough, which is why you have to email your list on a regular, okay? On a consistent basis, you need to email your list, and that's part of showing up every day. That's part of building consistency with your brand, and yes, that's part of building, obviously, your brand equity. See, people, every time they see you, they're not necessarily going to buy it now, but then you've just planted another seed, right? Every time you show up again with another valuable content, right? Then you plant that seed again, right? Every time you then you plant a little bit of seed, and then what you want to do is you want to keep building that bank until you're able to cash out. Okay, when are you going to cash out? I don't know. That's why you got to show up consistent every day, consistently every day. What I can guarantee you that is, you show up consistently every day, one of the hardest things for human beings to do is to be consistent. Okay, that's one of the hardest things for human beings to do, to commit and be consistent. Now, you cannot be consistent if you don't commit, all right? So you need commitment, obviously. You commit to it and be consistent, okay? You can't do one without the other, okay? Specifically, you cannot be consistent unless you commit. Regardless of what, you're gonna show up every day. If make money or not, you're gonna show up every day. Whatever that is in your business, you need to position yourself. So the third thing here is that you need to position yourself so you can be consistent. If you swallow too much more than you can chew, then you're positioning yourself to fail. That's why if you go to the gym, right? If you're trying to lift all the weight and every weight every day, you're beating yourself up and you can break it back and then you can't come back anymore. Or maybe you're just too tired, you can't come back anymore. But If you focus on reps, right? Maximum that you can repeat over and over and over again, then you can really train stamina. You can train the body on stamina, you can train the body on strength, and it's the same thing in business. It works the same exact way. You want to position yourself for longevity, for consistency, for long term. Yes, you can get some short-term results, but you want to always focus on positioning yourself for long-term brand equity that's growing perpetually, okay? And that's what you do when you share content, when you publish content on social media every day. So, can social media activities increase your brand equity? Absolutely, absolutely. Let me continue the question here, that I think there's more. So, I spent the last year saving money because I noticed that all the top leaders are buying traffic and winning. Yeah, like I said, don't compare yourself to those people, because they may be able to afford, they may have other income sources, they may have enough equity or brand in the marketplace to be able to do that. Don't compare yourself to that, okay? I figured I need to buy too. Well, here's the thing. If you have revenue coming in, you can spend 20% of that revenue on buying traffic, okay? No more than 20%. If 20% is not enough, that means you're not building enough brand yet. That means your brand is not, you need to be publishing content on a regular, and you need to be using other sources of traffic, like, talking to people one-on-one, picking people's interests, whatever, That doesn't mean you have to go talk to your family and friends. That's not what I'm saying. But that's provided you cannot secure a job. If you have a job, then you need to literally dedicate some of that money you're making from that job to this business, if you believe in the business enough. So really, what I wanted to say is secure a job if you don't have revenue yet, so you can start spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, but no more than 20% of your revenue, okay, in any given month on paid marketing, so you can build a sustainable business. It will grow steadily, surely, but you'll be around for a long time, as opposed to people that come and go, right? So he says, I've spent $5,000 in the last 2 weeks. Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Unless you spent it on a course or coaching, that doesn't sound right. If you spent that on marketing without knowing what you're doing, that does not sound right. Okay. On an average, okay, some on Facebook marketing and some on sponsored emails have had two or three sales. Well, I don't know. Is two or three sales equals to $5,000? If not, then that's bad, right? If it's equal to $5,000, you're not doing badly, right? So I don't know. That's not enough information for me to judge, right? And that just doesn't feel right. See, in my business, I can make two or three sales, and that can easily result in, two or three sales can easily result in $75,000, okay? So it depends on what we're talking about and the average customer value in your funnel, okay? So first of all, should I spend all this money on social media, PPC, or I am not just patient enough? I would say both, okay? No, you should not be spending all that money on PPC unless that's 20%, unless that's less than 20% of your revenue, of your existing revenue, or that's coming from a set budget from a day job that you know you'll be around for a long time, okay? And for as long as you want, I mean, okay? Then you should not be spending all that money on PPC. So it's a percentage issue. What is 20% of your revenue? Okay, that's all you should be spending at any given time on paid marketing. Okay, for an average person. Okay, if you have a deep pocket like some of those gurus, then knock yourself out. Chances are you know what you're doing already. Hopefully, right? Or I'm not just patient enough. It could be as well too. You got to be patient. Patience is a virtue. Patience is everything. As a matter of fact, today in my family, we talked about patience and we used some scriptural things to follow it. Patience was something I'm still learning. It's an ongoing battle for me. I got to be a lot more patient personally. But patience, there's some things that you cannot control in life. And the only thing you can do about that is be patient. Okay? Focus on the things you can control. Focus on where you can apply energy and input and effort. And then be patient with everything else. And don't respond to everything else. Don't respond with anxiety and fear to everything else you can't control, because you make things worse. So patience is definitely a big deal in business relationships and life in general. Okay? So if you want step by step on how I use social media marketing to build my equity, my brand equity in the marketplace, you see the link on the screen, olatux.com/mastermind, olatux.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. Reserve a seat on my next free class. Download the free report for free. Okay, there's a ton of gifts that I have back there for you. So go get that. Share, like, subscribe to this channel, comment below any questions that you may have for me. If you have questions, you have thoughts, I would love to see your thoughts on this topic. Share that below with me. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.